Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the effort to train future Intel workers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 2 years before it's set to open a computer chip factory east of Columbus, Intel is making sure it will have a skilled workforce. It's paying Ohio colleges and universities to better prepare students to work in its factories. From the Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU, Ann Thompson reports.
Finding 3,000 workers who know how to make computer chips in a sterile environment may not be easy, but Intel is dedicating $18 million to the effort.
The fact that they're investing in preparing the workforce means they most likely feel pretty confident that they're going to have the workforce that they need for as they develop this wonderful opportunity by 2025.
That's business futurist Marvin DeJean. Intel is paying a group of Ohio schools to develop and teach classes, buy new equipment, and recruit underrepresented students for this specialized field. University of Cincinnati, Central State, Columbus State Community College, Kent State, Lorain Community College, Ohio University, and Ohio State will lead 80 others in the training. The University of Cincinnati's consortium created a rapid certification course. It's 5 classes, 4 hours each, mostly completed online. UC Associate Dean of Research Gautin Pillay says the certification is designed to augment both 2- and 4-year engineering degrees. It teaches,
how do you use silicon? What are the chemicals that are used? How do integrated circuits get made? What's the process for doing that? What is the safety requirements that are required in manufacturing and equipment? What are the ethics involved in semiconductor manufacture?
Some students finish the certification in as little as 2 weeks. Others might take 2 months. Nathan Hernandez is getting his PhD at UC.
I felt like it was really nice groundwork to really get like your foot into, you know, into all of this. And, you know, once you have that, I went and I took a whole bunch of classes as well afterwards.
Hernandez is a graduate student, but high-paying chip-making jobs are just as available to students with 2-year engineering degrees. Tom Looker is an associate professor of engineering at Edison State Community College in Piqua, north of Dayton.
It's potential that students here could get, you know, in the 110, 120, 130,000 range. And with a 2-year degree, even if they have the right experience.
Computer chip making is delicate. Microscopic particles can interfere with the process, so students will have some hands-on practice in so-called clean rooms. That will bring students together at the schools that have the sterile rooms. UC undergraduate student James Hart likes that part.
Just the networking and ability to kind of work outside of just your own school, I think will greatly help people at some of the schools that don't have clean rooms.
Futurist DeJean says this training program is a boon even if students don't work for Intel.
So the future generation of workers are going to be perpetually learning, upskilling, and reskilling.
They're going to require all the time
simply because
be
the technology,
pivot,
the shift, the necessity for organizations to stay competitive. They're going to require workers to constantly be ready and learn and pivot on the dime.
He says that includes industries like autonomous vehicles, the Internet of Things, personalized healthcare, and artificial intelligence. Demand is only going to increase. Global chip manufacturing is expected to grow 56% by 2030. Intel is set to open its first 2 computer chip plants in Licking County in 2025. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.
If you have feedback or thoughts on what we could cover, we want to hear them. Email us at storyideas@ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.